the Celebrity Authority Show. Please welcome your host, Sam Cawthorn.
Okay, here in the studio, and I'm really excited about this interview here today. I'm really excited about this interview. We have Susan Ingle here in the studio. Susan, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, I'm really excited too. Can't wait to go through this.
Susan, one thing I love about you is that you've actually, I was going to say dance, and it's very appropriate as well, but you've gone into two totally different industries, and then you've come out to be, such an authority in your field, from dancing to now executive coaching and now a keynote speaker. Tell us a little bit more about who you are and what you do.
Okay, well, it's interesting. Some people do say that there's a difference, but there's not actually. It's all about human potential. And it really stemmed back from when I was in the orphanage, and I was around 4 or 5, and I ended up watching people and seeing...
So you were in an orphanage?
Yes.
You were an orphan?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I actually was watching people. Why do they do things? Why do they do this? Why do they not do that? And then I also, at that point in time, was asked to dance on stage. And I was really, really excited. I was able to wear this pretty little blue dress, and with my little friend, we did our little dance. So from that, that's what has actually been the connection or the theme that's run through my life. And admittedly, I've sort of derailed and come back, but it's been what I would call my comfort zone.
Wow. You know, tell us a little bit more about this whole theory that you have with comfort zone, because everyone knows that we have to get out of our comfort zone more, but you're saying the opposite. So tell us more about that, and what do you mean by that?
Yeah. Okay, well, I was actually told some time ago, Susan, you've got to get out of your comfort zone. And I thought, oh, that doesn't feel right. When I was told that, I got irritated, and I actually got sort of went into fears and doubts, and I thought, no, this doesn't work for me. And then I just had a light bulb moment, because I yelled back at that person, said, I don't want to get out of it, I actually want to get into it. And that's when I realized what my real comfort zone was, as opposed to trying to get out and struggle and waste endless amounts of time in fears and doubts and insecurities. And I've done this numerous times, and my life, I guess, has been a metaphor of getting out, coming back, getting out, coming back. And now I understand that getting into your comfort zone is really what it's all about. It's where you're in the flow. It's where you're fulfilled. It's where you know what is right for you.
Yeah, great. So what you're saying is that maybe when you're in your comfort zone, you're actually really out of your comfort zone, and you're not in your comfort zone until such time as you see success and flourishing. You see that you're meant to be doing what you're meant to be doing on the planet. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, a lot of my clients, when they come to me, they'll say, look, you know, they actually don't know what they want. And so I'll identify that with them. What is it you actually want? And for the first time in their life, they're sitting down and thinking about what they want. And it's interesting, because more often that's their comfort zone. And then we go through this journey of identifying, you know, what your talents are, what your strengths are, what your values are, until they basically come up with a nice little package, which is what I've went through myself. Yeah. A nice package to know that it's foolproof, it's fail safe, and you know when it's all said and done, that's who you are.
All right.
That's what you're meant to be.
Yeah. So if we have some listeners listening right now, and these people... they think that they know what they want, but deep down they're not really doing what they want to do. What would you say to them? Is there something that they can do in order for them to start, you know, getting into your comfort zone, as you say, to find what they really want?
Well, come and see me. But other than that, I think to go away quietly, you know, on your own, and in that quiet moment, if we really are true to ourselves, we actually know what bubbles up. We know what matters to us. We know what we really want. There's been a number of clients who have literally derailed, as I did for a time in my life, derailed, and then they've realized, no, I'm heading down this track. I never actually wanted to be down here. Mm. You know, they're 40, 50 years of age. They studied a degree and they've sort of followed this path that they thought was right for them. All of a sudden they go, no, something just is very unsettling and it's not right for me. And so I work with that. So in answer to your question, yeah. Going away quietly, sitting on a mountain, sit on the beach, just have that time and space. But more importantly, then do something about it. Yeah.
So Susan, I've read a little bit as well that you've been a coach for most of your life, whether you're a coach in the dancing world, running your own studios, but also an executive coach today. Would you say it's important for everyone to have a coach? And what exactly does a coach do?
Mm-hmm. Well, in training my students, right, they were constantly testing their comfort zone, as I was when I was teaching them, constantly testing their comfort zone to actually step in. And when they nailed that pirouette or they nailed that dance on stage or they, you know, they completed an enchaînement, passed their exam, that is in their comfort zone. So it's just that tipping point. And they could struggle and doubt and tears and, you know, all the rest of it that can happen. But just do it. That's what you want. And I'll give you one example. Yeah. There was a dancer and she was just one of my students. She was just about to go into a major exam and got to the door and she goes, I can't do it. I can't remember anything. And I went, oh, don't do this. And then I just said to her, what is it that you're here for? What do you really want? I just want to dance.
Yeah.
Big breath, just go and dance. And that just got rid of all that stuff, all that struggle, and off she went. And she did brilliantly.
Yeah.
So it gives me goosebumps because it still reminds me of that moment. But that's the type of thing, if we can just catch ourselves, what are we actually doing this for?
Mm-hmm. And then getting the right person to coach us through that. And this is also very effective in our professional life as well, whether you're an executive or a CEO of a company or a business owner, etc. Having the right people to push us along, to spur us on, to ask us the right questions, and that's what you do?
Yes, it is. And it's asking those questions. I really believe in people. I believe that there's a potential there, and I get so excited when I see they start to use that potential and they nail it and they get it. It's just... Oh, it's amazing.
And so what's next for you? Like, you've nailed the dancing world, you're a successful executive coach. What's next for you?
Well, I really, with this comfort zone, revolutionising the concept of comfort zone, I really would love to create a movement where people could literally just get into it. You know, even in the boot camp that I did previously, I was talking about comfort zone and I stepped back one step too far and I fell off the stage. and I just had to, you remember that, don't you? And I literally had to just pick myself up and just keep going. This is actually what I want.
Come on.
And this is part of it, as I see it. That's being in your comfort zone, it doesn't matter. So I would love to create a movement where people could just literally get into their comfort zone and stop wasting time.
Mm. Susan, tell us a little bit more about you and your personal life. Do you have kids, you have a family, and also what do you do to recharge your tank? What do you do to, I don't know, de-stress or stay vibrant and happy like you always are?
Look, I love the beach, absolutely love anything to do with the beach. I love skiing, snow skiing. I love getting out in the fresh air, in the mountain air.
Are you good at snow skiing?
Yeah.
Have you started boarding yet?
No, not boarding. Okay. I'm more finesse.
Yeah.
You know? I try and dodge them, actually. They're dangerous. I just love that. And again, it's tempting fate. It's testing myself constantly, getting higher up the mountain, you know, making that run down. It's just really exciting.
Yeah, I love it.
And I have two beautiful daughters. They're just a blessing for me, absolute blessing. And I have just recently married my lovely husband of 2 years.
Yeah.
So he's just a gentle, lovely man.
Look, Susan, that's great. And look, thank you so much for coming along and actually really sharing some of these insights and these Like, I've never heard this whole area around comfort zone and totally disrupting and upending it. And I really, really like the way that you've explained that. So we really appreciate it. And I also know that a lot of people out there will get a lot of value from that. But before you go, we have a segment on our show which is called 10 Questions in 60 Second Challenge. Susan Ingle, do you accept the challenge?
I'm out of my comfort zone.
Was that a yes? Yeah! All right, Susan, your time starts now. Favourite colour?
Blue.
Favourite food?
Pasta.
Pasta, yum. Favourite celebrity?
Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. She's great. Mm-hmm. Favourite actor?
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig. You blushed a little bit now, you know, but anyway.
I love his eyes.
Favourite professional speaker?
Sam Cawthon.
Oh, look at that. Thank you very much. Favourite book?
Brené Brown. Forgotten the name. But the book by Brené Brown, any of them.
Oh, look, she absolutely amazing. Real thought leader. Favourite movie?
Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, come on. It's an oldie but a goodie. Yeah. Favourite city?
Paris.
Paris.
Love Paris.
We've had a number of people on our show. Paris is the place, isn't it?
Yeah, so romantic.
Favourite drink?
Red wine.
Red wine, yeah. We're like a Merlot.
I love a smooth red wine.
Beautiful.
Hot.
Favourite pizza topping?
Prawns, seafood. A bit of chilli.
Yeah, absolutely. And Susan Ingle, if you could be an animal, which animal would you be?
A Brumby.
A Brumby? What's a Brumby?
It's a wild horse.
Wild horse. Yeah. Why is that?
Oh, because they're out there, their hair's flowing. Yeah. they're free. They're just running everywhere. There's no constraints. They can never be caught. And they've just got that glint in their eyes.
I just had a visual for you. I was imagining Daniel Craig on a Brumby. Susan Ingle, thank you so much for joining us here at the studio. Great to have you.